Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know who else might not have any business being in elected office? That group of senators that decided that, well, the entire shutdown was basically just what? An exercise in futility? We're going to get to that on today's episode of The Maggie Dawn Show, which we like to call Sound Off Monday. I got some things to sound off about. I'm sure you do too. I want to hear from you all about your thoughts on this quote deal. It's no deal, in my opinion. This deal that a group of spineless Democrats in the Senate apparently came up with. Unbelievable. We're going to talk about all this. There's been quite a bit of news, a lot of confusion also surrounding SNAP benefits. We're going to get to all of that. I'm going to start there with my effort to try to explain what happened over the past weekend since late Friday regarding those SNAP decisions. Maybe all of that gets mooted in short order, given the deal that's not a deal, that's just weakness from Senate Democrats. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are, of course, listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us for this Sound Off Monday, 855-752-4842. And note, we're going to be joined at 5:30 by Jeff Mandel. He's the Executive Director and General Counsel for Law Forward. I'm going to be talking with Jeff about Donald Trump's pardons of the 2020 election fraudsters. I mean the people that actually committed fraud related to the 2020 election. What that means here in Wisconsin, what it doesn't mean in Wisconsin, and what Law Forward has been doing about it. We got a huge show, so much news to get to. Join me. Again, big news. There appears to be a shutdown deal. We are on day 41 of the shutdown, longest shutdown in U.S. history. What do you think of the, I can't even call it a deal, the complete and total capitulation of a tiny group of Democrats in the Senate that can't find their spine? Not hiding the punchline here from my vantage point. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's talk about the contours of what I'm going to call the no-deal complete capitulation of a group of senators, Democratic senators. Late yesterday, I think it was around like 10 o'clock our time, a vote that went down on a 60-40 split with a number of Democratic senators joining with Republicans to end the shutdown. This deal, quote, the no deal deal, includes a funding package for several departments, including agriculture. That, of course, would solve the SNAP problem. That funds the departments completely until next fall. And there's a continuing resolution that will continue to fund the remaining departments at current governmental funding levels through January 30th, meaning we're going to have yet another debate over whether to fund those portions of the government in January. The measure must still pass the House, and it must be signed by President Trump before the government can reopen. Speaker Johnson saying today that on Wednesday, he will schedule that vote. There's a number of procedural things that need to happen, but that is where we are at. The sources about this vote, this deal, says that it includes reversing Donald Trump's layoffs. That's a plus. But this was always and ever about healthcare. Where is the Republican solution to healthcare? It's nowhere, never been anywhere, never gotten off a table or concepts or plans or pages. I don't know. Nobody's ever seen it. The whole point of the shutdown, unless I'm incredibly mistaken, was the Democratic pretty simple demand to restore the ACA subsidies. That it's so late into the year and there's going to be so much harm caused by the big brutal bill when it comes to the millions of Americans that access health insurance through the Affordable Care Act exchanges, that these premium hikes are going to wreak havoc. People will be sicker. More people will die. More people won't be insured. It was going to have all of these terrible impacts. But Democrats all of a sudden this weekend went, never mind about that. So it doesn't include an extension of the subsidies. What were they doing for the last 41 stinking days? And someone explain this to, like, make this make sense to me. I cannot get my head around this. They're going to let the Affordable Care Act subsidy issue go after shutting down this is like so classic Democrat. Well, we're going to make a demand, but it's not a real demand. And if you just wait long enough, we'll just give up the demand because we have no spine. After a freaking blue wave last Tuesday, what is wrong with these Senate Democrats? I mean, if this is not the clearest indication that Senate Democrats are completely out of touch, or that, frankly, elected officials writ large, totally out of touch, I mean, what is even going on? Apparently, there's some mealy-mouth, not written into the resolution, vague promise that there'll be some sort of revisiting of the ACA subsidies in January. But Speaker Johnson on the House side said he won't even promise that the House will even vote on extending the subsidies. So let me get this straight. Republicans now refuse to discuss the subsidies, but magically in January they're going to discuss the subsidies, but Johnson won't promise to discuss the subsidies. So here's my list of you do not represent me anymore at all. Or the middle class. These are Democrats. Janine Shaheen, Democrat of New Hampshire. Maggie Hassan, Democrat of New Hampshire. Senator Angus King, an independent from Maine. I love it when it's just the Northeast Corridor. I'm sure they're representative of the upper Midwest as well. Here we go. Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat in Nevada. Dick Durbin, what the hell happened to you, Dick Durbin? Long sitting Democrat in Illinois. Fetterman out of Pennsylvania. Tim Kaine, you turncoat, Democrat of Virginia. And Jackie Rosen, Democrat in Nevada. I'll tell you what every single one of these Democrats are doing. They're putting their own electoral calculus ahead of what they know their constituents need. That makes them indistinguishable in some ways, at least on that measure, from many MAGA Republicans. That you're more concerned about your re-election prospects in purple states than you are about standing by your word and fighting for what the majority of your constituents know is needed. And this is no deal. This is just complete capitulation. I do not understand it. Someone please help me. Talk me off the ledge if you can. 855-752-4842, 855-75-MADISON. Kurt, do you understand? I just don't get it.
Well, once again, it's a recurring Linus and Lucy, or Kelly Brown and Lucy. Again, it's like, it's Groundhog Day. They constantly do this over and over again. Now, I was going to call Schumer's office and say, resign. You suck. But
well, Schumer didn't vote for this. He's opposed to it. At least Schumer knows that no deal is not a deal.
Yeah, but he's supposed to control how everybody, the caucus, and he failed at it. So the other thing is, I get an email from Tim Kaine trying to explain himself why he did it. I called his office right away and said, I hope you never get reelected again. This is unforgivable. This is why
unforgivable.
Progressives like me and others, why we are so, so critical of the Democratic Party. And it's all justified.
I don't even consider myself on the left end of Democrats. I consider myself sort of a radical centrist pragmatist, but I also consider myself radical in that I will call the BS out. This is total BS. There's no way that any of these people can in any way justify their vote to me. And like, I was taking heat on Friday for saying Schumer's up there putting forth what is an actual compromise. There's nothing that Republicans compromised on in this quote-unquote no-deal deal. It's just capitulation. Everything in there is ephemera and garbage. First of all, the rehiring of these federal workers, that's under litigation. It would have happened nearly certainly anyways, okay? Because there was no legal basis to terminate those people. Secondly, fully funding the U.S. Department of Agriculture because of SNAP benefits, again, we have litigation proceeding that explained that that was basically going to happen anyways. And the political pressure on the Trump administration, once the government reopened, if we actually would have gotten a concession from Republicans, would have compelled him to fully fund SNAP. There is absolutely nothing in this deal at all that represents any sacrifice, any compromise from MAGA. It is all compromise, give, and giving up from Democrats, Kurt. So I don't think it's like progressive versus centrist. I think there's a group of senators that are more worried about their reelection prospects than what's going to happen to their constituents before their reelection.
I guarantee you Johnson is laughing with his buddies, saying that what a bunch of, you know, ne'er-do-wells. It's so easy to roll these guys. This is what we all are observing. That's at least what I'm observing. I'm 65. I've been following politics since Nixon.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this. This is ridiculous.
You know, I want to see the party of people that want government to work well for the vast majority of us, for a fair tax code, for an economy that works for every American and that won't put up with this weak-kneed, mealy-mouthed, I-have-no-spine Democratic Party. Like, find your way to a solid message that works. Oh, wait, we had affordability. Literally, last Tuesday, the American people sent an unequivocally clear message to Donald Trump, to the MAGA movement. It is about affordability, and this guy is doing everything in his power to make everything less affordable. And what do we do within days of that? We give up one of the key pillars of the affordability crisis. We give up on trying to fight for our constituents to have affordable health care. Yes, is the system that we've got now not good enough? Hell yes. Let's criticize the hell out of it. But until Republicans show one iota of actual good faith desire to do something about healthcare, some legislative proposal, you just took every single voter that showed up with all that energy last Tuesday to Senators Hassan, Shaheen, Cortez Masto, Durbin, Fetterman, Kane, and Jackie Rosen. You just took all of those voters and you said, go fly a kite. We don't care what you had to say. Shameful. Someone make this make sense to me. I do not understand. 855-752-4842. It's Sound Off Monday. I've got my sound off my chest. You are next. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.